Hey, how's it going? Oh no, nothing like that. I am completely confident in your abilities, darling. I just wanted to check on you since I hadn't heard from you. I mean, a part of me just knew you must be caught up in writing frenzy. Just pecking at the keys and producing provocative prose and sexy things. Oh? So my dear scribe is having some writer's block, huh? Aw, you poor thing. Come, let's just see what you've got so far. Don't be shy. You know a second set of eyes can help. Well, I mean, it's still in its earliest stages, darling, but I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Do I really think so? I know so, love. It's got so much potential. Now you just keep pecking away, and I'll stand over here and wait. Really, you've got something here. How's it going? Anything good? I know you can't have written all of it in 2 minutes, but it looked like you caught an idea, and we're taking off. It's not good. Well, let me just see about that. No, it's not bad. It's just... throbbing cunt plug. Is that a reference to his dick or like an actual plug? No, don't get all bent out of shape, honey. I know you're trying. I'm sure it's going to lead to something. I just can't see it yet. Please keep going. Don't give up yet. Would it help if I stood here and rubbed your shoulders? Yeah? Good. Oh, so tense, darling. I'll take care of that. Just you keep writing. There you go. Just relax into it. You're getting the flow now. And now, just out with that sexy writing. You smell so good. I can't quite pinpoint the scent, but it seems natural. Intoxicating. I'm sorry. I got distracted. You too, huh? We need to focus here. We both want to be more prolific this year, right? Okay, so that means more scripts. You do the writing. I'll get filled. I mean, I will do the filling. Well, you know what I mean. Okay, so back to business. What if we look at what tags you're working with? What inspired you to start writing this one? Or rather, what were you wanting to work with? Oh, you know I like that one. Yes, you do. You know, it's practically my favorite. Especially when you pair it with a few of my other favorites. Were you writing this one with me in mind? Anyways, as much as I love your sexy scripted eroticas, they can't all be for me. So let's keep digging. Okay. Okay. No, they aren't bad tags. They're really good. They seem to be kind of all over the place, darling. Now, you've got animalistic, primal, so delicious. But then you also have tender and sweet. Those are just as lovely, but I'm not quite sure how you're going to get them to work together, love. Do you have a plan to make them fit? Hey, what are you... Let go of my hand. Oh, my. I see what you're saying. Your hand gripping my wrist is firm, but gentle. Tender, but forceful. And you press your nose into it, taking in my scent. Mmm. Now you're grazing my flesh with your teeth. Very primal. Animalistic. Mm. Fair enough. Point proven. You clever wordsmith. May I have my hand back, please? Thank you. Now, back to work. We are never going to get anywhere if we keep getting distracted like this. You wanted to put out more scripts this year. That was one of your goals. And that's why I'm here, darling. So don't you keep getting frisky with me, or we'll get nothing done. You're the only one working here? How dare you? All I came here to do is offer my favorite writer some help, and to be so underappreciated? How cruel you are. Don't you realize how much work it takes to play your pretty little muse? Mm-hmm. It's incredibly hard. I always have to be available, always sexy, always so accommodating to your whims, whatever your mood may be. And we all know how temperamental creative types are. We both definitely know how you get in your moods. Oh, I don't truly mind them, darling. Just pointing out that they can vary. Tell you about it. Okay. But I'm feeling rather tired all of a sudden. All this musing about. Would you mind terribly if I had a seat? Oh, don't worry about a chair. I'll just perch myself right here on your desk. And that works, right? This way, you can see me and your screen when you need to. What was I saying? Oh, your moods. I was just simply commenting on how different they can be. Sometimes they are all warm and cuddly, just deeply sensual. But sometimes you get a little voracious, my dear. Mm-hmm. You can restrain it as long as you can, I know. You want to be a good, well-behaved scriptorian. But you can't deny that hunger you get at times. The need that you can't shake. It shows through in your writing. Uh-huh. There is always a grain of truth, a piece of the author in their work. One cannot help but insert oneself. Personally? I love it. But you know that. There's nothing wrong with going a little wild every now and then. But you are procrastinating. I came here to get you writing, so let's get to it. Come on. I know you can do it. I know there is plenty of sexy rolling around in that head of yours. So write. I'll just sit here for inspiration. I like that line. She sounds like a naughty girl. She's going to get it, isn't she? Please tell me she gets it later. Good. She deserves it for talking like that. I'm sorry. I can't really see the screen from this angle. Here, move your arms for a second. There we go. Oh, and how do you propose I help you if I can't see what you're writing? That's what I thought. Besides, I'm not truly in your way, am I? Good. Now, keep going. That's very sexy. I think you're finding your groove with this one. Oh, yeah. I'm really liking this scene. Now, doubt your talents all you want. But this is hot stuff, love. I mean, it's definitely got my attention. Yes. Is it getting hot in here to you? I know that was a cliche line, but that's why you're the writer here, not me. Just keep at it while you found that sweet spot. Just ignore me. I'm not too in the way on your lap, am I? Okay, good. You know, I was just thinking about all the, situations you've put me in. I mean, I know they say every writer has their styles, and you definitely have your niche. But even so, you've taken me places. Wonderful, maddening, improbable places. Situations that will ever only be fantasy. But I've been able to explore them, uninhibited, safely. Sometimes, after recording one of your passionate scripts, I will just lay there in my bed, sweaty, completely spent. Parts of my body still throbbing, nerves still firing, my heart pounding, trying to calm. But the words, they haunt me. Your words linger in my blood and cause my heart to race even when the performance is done. It's something else. If I could just confess something. Sometimes, just for fun, I flick through your master list and just read your scripts. Ones I've performed, ones I haven't, and I just get switched on. And it's not long before I find myself. Whoa. I just realized the soft cotton dress barely contains my thighs sitting here in your lap. Aren't thighs so delicious? Truly an underestimated part of the form. You should mention thighs in your script. Oh, of course not, darling. I wouldn't dream of telling you what to write. Just a little suggestion. I want to inspire you wherever I can. I mean, but come on. Just look at my lap for a moment. My hands running up and down the length of them, over and over, until my fingertips reach all the way to the hem, flirting with it a little, teasing it. Maybe I should slide the fabric up a little and give you just a little peek. Yeah? You think so? Okay. There you go. Look how inviting they are. Full. And you know they must be soft. Supple. Can't you picture a hand squeezing and leaving its mark? How would it feel to run your tongue along them? To tease me into spreading more open for you? No touching, darling. You have writing to do. Keep your hands busy, but not on me. You can't very well type when you're massaging the flesh of my thighs. Oh, now don't pout. I promise, if you keep writing, it will be rewarding for both of us. I don't think you've ever seen what your writing can do to me firsthand. It might be quite something to behold, babe. So keep your fingers on those keys, and I'll simply do enough touching for the both of us. I can tell the thighs are too much of a distraction just yet, so I'll put my skirt back down. Yeah? It's not too distracting? Okay. Prove it. Write the next line and show me you aren't losing your focus. Oh, that's a good line. It has a real hunger in it. Okay, then. The skirt will stay. And to stay out of your way, I'll just lean back against you. Does that work? Lovely. So what happens next? How does our heroine respond to our silent actor? That's nice. Indeed. This is the stuff that keeps me coming back, honey. Sorry. I keep squirming, but the things you write. You know just how to press all the right erotic triggers in me. Makes me feel sexy and so needy. You're the real power here. I'm the voice, but you're God, it makes me want to touch myself. Oh, you wouldn't mind if I did, would you? Good. My dress is practically at my waist with all the squirming. Barely an inch further to reach into my wet panties and... Oh. I promise, my beautiful scribe. This isn't the first time I've done this to your words. Yeah? You want me to describe it? So naughty. It's so wet for you, darling. Feels so good to touch myself. Encircle my hips while in your lap. I've wanted to show you. Oh, show you how you render me at your mercy. Actually, it's been a fantasy of mine for a while. Oh, yes. A big one. You never realized? Well then, it's one of the only ways in which I'd say you are a fool. Because the rest of the time, you are a completely desirable sapiosexual. Fuck! Oh, you... you embody so many fantasies, so many desires, so many different lusts and needs. So naturally, I want to feel your sex firsthand. I want to feel your heat, your heart race, your touch. Your hot breath against my neck. Your kiss. Are you typing out everything that I'm saying? But what? You want to keep it? Oh, fuck. That's so hot. You think it's sexy? Hearing me bearing my fantasy to you? Tell me again. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, keep writing. Describe me. Write what you see. Use me. Oh. A sex goddess. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Me? Yes. Yes. I am close. I'm going to come soon. You love it when I come? Yeah? That's why you keep writing? You just love hearing me come? Oh, God. Yes. Yes, I'll come for you. I'll come for you. Oh, the way your words wash over me, make me feel so, so sexy. Just imagining them as your hands and your mouth, your body. You fuck me with your words. Oh, God. Yes, yes. I feel your words bringing me. God. Oh, gosh. Oh, my. I'm afraid you are right. I'm no help at all to you. Looks like you are going to have to do all the work this time, love. I'll tell you what, though. You write me something sexy and I'll be back. I'm always right at your fingertips. Perhaps we'll even dig a little deeper into my fantasies about a certain sexy scrivener. I know, and see where it takes us. Maybe. Read you soon, darling.